What besides elk? What
elk
other kind?
Elk and deer and bear and some lion this last year.
Lion, mountain lion?
Mountain lions. And badger.
Any mountain sheep?
Yes, we have mountain sheep. We don't have mountain sheep on the ranch, but they're just over the hill here.
Just over the hill.
And
are those deer, are those white tail or mule deer? Do you know?
Flat tail, I think.
Flat tail. Okay. Flat tail deer.
What kind? We have antelope.
Okay, mm-hmm. Antelope. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of small mammals do you have? Do you have any prairie dogs?
Yeah, we have the prairie dogs, and we have, last year we had a vole. Do you know what a vole is?
V-O-L-E?
V-O-L-E.
No.
Well, it's larger than a mole, and it does many more bad things to the earth than a mole can do, and they're almost impossible to kill. And they start from Mexico and go clear to Alaska, and they just go in herds. And they came through here about 2 years ago, and they tore up our yards, just something fierce. Mm. And they were called a vole. And when you saw them out here, we cut them up when we were mowing in the mower, the lawnmower. Oh, mercy, we'd run into their little nests. Mm.
Do you have anything like a chipmunk or a gopher?
Yes, we have chipmunks and gophers and squirrels and birds.
Anything like a marmot?
Yes. And we up on the high, in the high area, they have, what do they have? And they call it pig whistle, but what is the...
Pig whistle. Do they ever call it pop gut?
No.
Pig whistle.
Pig whistle.
What is a pig whistle?
Well, it turns white in the wintertime with the snow, and then it's, is it a marmot?
I'm not sure. I've never heard the word. That's why I was real interested.
Whistle pig is what the...
Whistle pig.
Whistle pig.
Okay. Do you have anything like a woodchuck?
Yes, we have the woodchucks.
Okay.
And we have badgers and porcupine.
Skunk?
Oh, yes, skunks. Yes, we have skunks.
Got a lot of animals.
Uh-huh. The little skunks are a bear cat up at the ranch. They get under the house, and we have... Rick has a German shepherd whose name is Clyde. And he's just a member of the family, you know. Clyde has encountered the skunks, and he encountered the porcupine 2 years ago. And he turned around and looked at him, and he was just white with the porcupine quills in his mouth and his nose and his cheeks, you know. And we had a six-pack of beer in a nice chest, you know. So we iced him down and got the pliers and pulled out the quills, and, you know, he never moved. Well, gave him a couple of more ice cubes to chew on, and he turned around and he was looking for that porcupine. He had not learned a lesson.
He's going to go back and get it.
He was going for it.
There's a lot of animals in this area. That's really interesting. Do you have any turtles, or is it too cold?
No. No turtles.
Anything like a tortoise or a terrapin?
No, I've never seen anything like that.
Okay.
They did find in the South London mine, when Richard was mining up there, they did find a dinosaur in its entirety, just in the mine.
In the mine.
Mm-hmm.
Did they excavate it?
Yes, they did, and it's in the Denver Museum of Natural History.
Right.
And for a long time, it was in the front part, but they have so many of those that they're discovering now. And this gentleman up at Como has discovered a dinosaur in Park County, and they're going to be putting it back together again.
Mm.
And that'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. I'm not that excited about dinosaurs.
Well, it's just amazing to find them.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it is. This area.
Mm-hmm.
It really tells you something about the area, you know, long ago.
Oh, actually, you know that this area was underwater. I have a fossil rock in here that I broke, unfortunately, but it has a leaf about this large, and then I have some seashells in a rock that I picked
underwater.
Up right here. Little tiny ones, and I have all of that right here that we have picked up just in rock hunting.
Hard to believe it was underwater when it's this high up now, isn't it?
Yes, my word, yes. But as you came up from Inglewood,